Rand Paul is at a community center in the struggling Russell neighborhood in West Louisville. He's talking to a small group of high school and middle school students from the area and asking them about the problems they face where they live.
Do you think the shootings, when you see shootings, has something to do with drugs?
Yes.
This is one of many conversations Paul says he's been having around the country in inner cities. His outreach to the African-American community started sometime before he formally announced his presidential run. Now, Paul says, this is part of his long-term strategy.
So I was in the south side of Chicago 2 weeks ago. I was in Highland Park, which is inside of Detroit, 3 days ago. And I keep doing what I'm doing.
In Russell, students tell Paul they're worried about crime and abandoned property in their neighborhoods. And these specific issues are among many markers of a distressed community, according to a new study. The Economic Innovation Group listed some of the most distressed cities in the country, as well as the most unequal, meaning cities where distressed communities live in close proximity to wealthy communities. According to that metric, Louisville is one of the 10 most unequal cities in the country. Typically, income inequality is an issue that's been used by Democratic presidential candidates. But Paul isn't talking about the issue in the same language. When he's asked about the role of income inequality in the lives of people in minority communities, including here in Louisville, Paul says it's better to focus on the solutions.
We've had these problems for 50 years now. We've had a war on poverty for 50 years, and we've got more poverty. So I think that we have to rethink what we're doing and say what works and what doesn't work.
University of Louisville political science professor Dewey Clayton says what Paul is doing here is very difficult. Republicans don't have a history of reaching out to minorities, and especially not on issues of income inequality and race.
But I do think that Senator Paul is onto something. The country's changing greatly now, and almost as quickly as we speak here. And Senator Paul at least is aware of this and is trying to grapple with some of these issues and where his party stands on them.
And whether or not that will be effective, Clayton says?
Well, it's going to be hard to tell. Senator Paul, he has made outreach to the minority community in trying to listen to what some of their concerns are and in talking about initiatives that would actually help them.
Among those initiatives is Paul's push for economic freedom zones in poor and depressed areas, as well as criminal justice reform. It's too early to tell whether this has really made any impact yet, but at the moment, the libertarian-leaning candidate is not doing that well in the polls. I'm Ashley Lopez in Louisville.